Fan participation month. You get to edit all of the episodes to your liking.
It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Shik Shadell. It's a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend Thomas Powell if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing this evening?
Yeah, evening on a Monday recording.
Love it.
Crazy
stuff. It's a classic
stuff.
Schedule we do every once
the
in a while.
The normal schedule that we're always doing.
It's fun. People love it. People love to refresh their iPods on Sunday evening and see there's no new episode of the only Survivor podcast that's worth listening to.
And I assume the only podcast they listen to. I don't know what podcast people listen to, but I assume it's just this one.
It's probably this and Serial, which hasn't had a new episode in like 3 years, so I think we're the only podcast anymore.
So it's just us now.
It's just us, and that's the way it should be. Best podcast, only podcast. Thomas, this podcast is about Survivor, so I gotta ask you, did you watch Survivor Winners at War last night?
Generals gathered in their masses.
Jake, I did.
What did you think of the episode title, which was I Like Revenge?
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was good, too, because also, it was only half the quote that Sandra said. The full quote was like, I like revenge, but I like $2 million more. That was good. It's good stuff.
Yeah, they try to trick you with the title of it.
You know what? I don't mind. Honestly, when they do a good job of it, great stuff. Survivor, I'm not complaining. That's all I have to say about it. Just, you know, Survivor's doing a pretty good job this year, and I think they should keep it up.
Yeah, honestly. Just make these people all compete every year for it.
Yeah, why not? My mom would complain every year. It's always the same people. Can you imagine my mom watching the challenge? Give somebody new a chance.
There are many reasons I cannot imagine your mom watching the challenge.
She would hate it.
She would not enjoy that show.
Thomas, we talk a lot about episode titles every week. Are they good? Are they bad? But did you know that when you are pointing at something, you get three fingers pointing back at you? So, you know, it's only fair that we look back at our own episode titles.
It's true. Self-critique is very important.
This is episode 225. So we're going through the last 25 episode titles. Good stuff. Number 200, do you remember what it was?
I don't.
Do you remember
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't remember what any of these were.
That's fair. One of them was merely 8 days ago, but it's all right. You don't need to remember. You're not in charge of that.
Who needs to remember things?
Literally no one. We have the internet. Number 200 is the horse is in charge of the town.
That's a pretty good one.
I like it.
I think.
It's all right. Number 201, why isn't Yoda a mentor on this season? A question we're all asking.
I'm sure that was entertaining at the time, but I guess you had to be there.
You
and
really
I was,
did.
But I don't remember.
Number 202 is Island of the Islands. I think...
Great. Classic.
Just a perfect name.
Classic bit.
We still call that season that because it is the correct name.
Yeah, that's what the season's called.
203 is I've Got Some Joker Instructions For You.
Yes, good.
I don't remember what the context for that was, but I do like it.
I was doing a joke about J-O-I's.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right. Joker Off Instruction. Yeah, classic. I love the websites. Number 204, I think an early contender, Ash...
204 Live. That's what we should have called it.
I don't get it. 204 Live? Oh, because of the wrestling show.
Yeah.
You know that show is 205 Live, right? Is that
I do.
Joke?
That's why it's funny to say one less.
You do... You know that joke, that very good Twitter joke, that's always like one more than whatever the last person said was? Like,
yes.
I did 50 push-ups, or I did 51 or whatever.
Yeah, that's always good. The best version of that joke is they call it six guys when I'm in there.
I always try to implement that joke in real life, and literally no one ever gets it, and it's annoying because it's a very good joke. Number 204 is actually called Ash, Grass, or Cash. Nobody gets an idol free.
That's okay, I guess.
I like
it. It's a little too long.
Well, you know, shut up. 205, live, okay. I don't know what any words are. That's just, that's fine. Number 206 is Nintendo, please pay us. I think we gotta re-implement that because...
yeah, I mean, look, I think it's a good title in that hopefully it will get us paid.
Yeah, because we're not getting paid by Mike Bloomberg anymore. So
nope, he's unfortunately dropped out of the race, so we need a new sponsor.
Since we can't vote for Mike Bloomberg anymore, I guess we'll go out for Bernie if we have to.
Yeah, I mean, unless someone wants to pay me.
Like Nintendo will vote for whoever you want.
Yeah, I'll vote for Mario? Nintendo if they pay for it.
I'll vote for Mario Nintendo for president.
Vote Mario for president.
Why not? It's about time.
Yeah. It's about time an Italian became the president.
Number 207 is, are you shitting and farting me?
I like it, but not one of our strongest ones, I would say.
It's good, I like it. 208 is Ref Probes, that's just a classic.
Good one, like it.
209, The Ska Generation.
Good.
Yeah, it's fine. 210, we don't have life during wartime for that. I think it's good.
One of our classic riffs, you know, of Talking Head songs, I assume.
I think there's probably like 20% of our episodes are just Talking Heads riffs, and that's the way it should be. More podcasts, if they existed, it should be Talking Heads riffs. Here's another one. 211, good job hosting Jeff Probstein.
Yeah, good, sure. Great, okay.
I like it a lot. 212 is Wildlife Vibe Check.
Yeah, that's alright.
It's alright. 213 I really like. It's Billie Eilish of the Islands.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's very good. 214, Oops All Nuras. That's a good one. 215. Thomas, I want you to guess what this one was about. Some of them are magic, some of them are old, some of them are on a train.
I believe that is about cats. That was the cats
that
one.
One's about cats. I like it.
Yep, me too.
Strong contender for me. 216, The Marines of People Named Tom. It's fine.
I mean, I respect that, operators, but at the same time, yeah. Maybe not enough to say it's the best one we've done.
Let me tell you, if it was The Marines of People Named Jake, I'd be all about it.
He'd be supporting those troops.
Hell yeah, these colors, they do not run. 217, everybody loves Coolby. I like it because it's stupid.
Yeah, it is dumb, and I think in that way it very much reflects our podcast, so...
Mm-hmm. 218, Stay Sexy and Don't Get Horny Old People Movied. It's top half, I'd say.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
219, what percentage of fix-ins am I receiving?
Good.
220, top of the podcast. Fine.
Yeah.
221, death is the ultimate jail.
Yeah, this is a strong contender.
That is definitely up there. Honestly, the last four have been all pretty good. 222, Griffin McElroy is Vince McMahon now.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think it's true. 223, ACAB, all cop alliances are bad.
It's a good one.
It's good. And last week, 224, 500 Games of Summer.
I like that one. Death is the ultimate jail is the winner to me.
It's gotta be. Yeah. I think the only other one is the Cats one, and that's very low.
Yeah, the Cats one's good.
Cat one's good. But yeah, Death is the ultimate jail, I think, is an easy one.
Because most importantly, it is a true statement.
It's a true statement, and it's just very good, and it makes a good title. And that's all we're looking for here on Did You Watch Survivor last night. Speaking of watching Survivor, we start off on the Sele tribe, Rat'em.
Yep.
Rob calls Adam a rat, or as I like to call him, a Rat'em.
Rat'em.
And then Radom pronounces hubris as hubris, which bothered me a lot.
Yeah, that also bothered me. I'm glad you pointed that out. Jake, this is not related to the episode at all, but we were talking names, because Radom is a name that you came up with that sounds dumb. I watched the movie Upgrade, if you've seen that.
The only Upgrade I'm familiar with is that Beyonce commercial from, like, 2006.
Oh, yeah, they'll let me upgrade you one. Yep. No, it was, you just saw The Invisible Man, right?
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, it's by the guy that did that. It's good, you should see it. Okay. But there's a character in it who is only in, like, two scenes, and they say his name a few times, and every single time it made me feel like I was having a stroke. There's a guy named Cirk Brantner.
No.
How do you feel about the name Cirk Brantner?
Very poorly.
Yeah, it's not a name, and I don't like that they tried to convince me that it was.
What is Cirque short for? Circus, probably, right?
I don't know. I believe that is all he was referred to as.
Don't like it.
But no, I don't either. Jake, how do you feel about the name Clay Varys? Because I also watched Gemini Man again.
Clay Varys?
Yeah, that's Clive Owen's villain's name is Clay Varys.
I feel better about the name Clay Varys than I do about Clive
Owen. Yeah, that's
Owen.
Like a very much, that's like very much a... It sounds like a movie villain name. So
oh, for
it,
sure.
It's doing its job there. Cirque Brantner doesn't sound like anything.
Cirque Brantner sounds like the name of a character in a Game of Thrones porn parody.
Sure.
You know, speaking of the
I mean,
website,
I don't know that from personal experience, but it sounds like you're the expert on that.
I don't watch Game of Thrones or
porn sounds
to
parodies. Me like you're the expert. Anyway, Upgrade is good, and Gemini Man is not good, but I liked watching it a second time.
See
both of those movies.
You really do have to watch Gemini. If there's ever a movie to watch twice, it's Gemini Man, right?
Yeah, because of the nature of it.
Nature versus
it's like,
nurture, right?
You know you know what deserves to be watched twice just as much as Gemini Man?
What's that?
Survivor, when they do a double episode.
No, Thomas, oh my god. What a reach for that joke.
Also, it was a segue back to talking about Survivor.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
perfect.
Speaking of Survivor, so everybody roasts Radom like he's our friend from back home, Mike Bloomberg.
Yes.
I just love seeing people that I like get roasted. It's very funny.
Regular Jeff Ross over here. With all the roasting you're doing.
Jeff Roast is his name now.
Jeff Roast.
Jeff Probst.
I bet if roasts were still popular, there would have been
a roast of Thomas,
Jeff Probst,
like,
at some point.
Hey, shut up for a second. Jeff Probst, like he's a German person cheersing. How's that for something? It's really Jeff Probst, but without the B.
Jeff
Probst.
Who do you think would be on the roast of Jeff Probst if they were... I think they still do roast. They're just
Colby,
like nobody
Jerry,
paying any attention.
Tina, basically the entire cast of the Australian Outback except for one specific person. What, the English guy who helped create the show? Mark Burnett. I can't believe I forgot his name. Regis Philbin 100% would be there. Hoda Kotb would probably be there. Parvati, Boston Rob, Sandra, the usual bunch.
Do you think Adam Scott would be there from them working together on the greatest television event?
You know, Adam Scott is in the crowd at one of the reunions.
That's not surprising to me. Yeah. I assumed he was a Survivor fan because he put Jeff Probst in that thing.
No, I don't think I'm familiar with that thing.
You're not familiar with the greatest television event of all time?
I remember, I think I may have watched like the first...
Yeah, they did a couple of them. The first one is the one with him and John Hamm where they're recreating the Simon and Simon opening credits, and Jeff Probst hosts it, but they did a few more of them.
That's good. Yeah, I
Jeff
see Adam Scott
Jeff Probst is funny in them.
Adam Scott, Griffin McElroy, Vince McMahon, basically anybody who's ever watched Survivor. Us, Rob Sestranino, of course, Stephen Fishback.
Yeah, Stephen Fishback would be there.
Oh my god.
Also, Rob Sestranino, our hated enemy.
God, he fucking sucks. Here's what's fun about this show. It's about Survivor, but also it's ultimately about friendship. So it's fun to just like hang out and riff with your friends. Rob Sestranino asks his guest a question. The guest answers the question, and then he just goes, Yeah, and moves on to the next question. Like, what is that? Hosting a show?
Thanks, Rob.
No, you're supposed to have a conversation. Have you ever listened to a podcast before? You probably don't even know what an iPod is, old fucking man. Gen Xer? Why weren't you on Gen X versus Millennials? Because you'd already played the game? That makes sense. Anyway,
that's a reasonable excuse, Rob. Fuck you.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Oh, you don't want to play again because you enjoy doing podcasts too much? What is this, 2012? Get out of here. Nobody even
what is this, the movie 2012?
What is this, the Will Smith
starring
movie 2012?
Starring John Cusack.
Oh, is it John Cusack in that movie? I thought it was Will Smith.
I believe it is John Cusack, yes.
Is Will Smith an impact?
And also Oliver Platt's in it as
I'm
a bad guy.
I'm thinking of After Earth, I think.
You are thinking... It is really weird that you brought up After Earth, because I was in... when I was in Fort Wayne, Indiana this weekend, my friend and I went to a video store there. They still exist in places, which is why we went, because it's kind of fun to go to, because you don't see that many of them anymore. And I saw After Earth there, and it was the first time that I had thought about After Earth since it came out. And I was like,
wait,
man,
it was playing
they sure
weekend?
Made that. No, not it was. Oh. No, it was a copy of After Earth. It was a video store. They're not like what the. I didn't say a movie theater.
Hey, Thomas! At the beginning, in the middle of your story, I checked my phone because I got a notification. Okay, so don't blame me for not paying attention.
I'm sorry for that, but anyway, yeah, I saw a copy of After Earth at the video store, and I had not thought about that in a long time, and I don't think anyone had ever referenced it to me in between that period of time, and then all of a sudden, like, 2 days after I saw a copy of After Earth, you bring it up, so, you know, crazy.
Really, After Earth, when you think
Serendipity,
about it.
Serendipity, that is, I believe, also
that's another Will Smith
movie. What the fuck is wrong with you?
What if I always confused Will Smith and John Cusack? Yeah, who are those two guys who were really popular in the 90s that moms seemed to love?
You pointing a gun at Will Smith and John Cusack because you don't know which one to shoot.
It's the Spider-Man meme, but it's Will Smith and John Cusack. It's good.
Yep.
Then over on the Dakal tribe, in my notes I wrote, Yul is in great spirits. I like Yul a lot, that's all.
Yeah.
Yul's good. And then Sophie tells a story about her high school going on a field trip to a prison, which was really fun for everyone, I think. And then she compares that to being able to see the edge of extinction. They couldn't see the edge of extinction last time, right?
I don't think so.
It's fine, I guess. Edge of extinction happens. They're instructed to move sticks. Each from the top of the island to their beach for one fire token. What a show.
What a show indeed.
When they reach the top, Natalie and Ethan each grab a log and cheers it, like Jeff Probst, right?
Yes, Jeff Toast.
Jeff Host. That's another one. Natalie absolutely kills this challenge. However, Ethan is not doing great and nearly passes out near the end. How were you feeling when Ethan nearly died?
It seemed like a very physically taxing challenge. I certainly would have... I definitely would have fainted.
Oh, wait until you hear what my mom has to think.
All right.
When he finally gets his energy back, everybody hikes up with him on his final trip. It was just a nice little scene between all the people who have been voted out.
It was nice. I like that everyone... there's like a weird solidarity between everyone on Edge of Extinction.
Yeah, I wonder if that happened on the first time. We wouldn't know.
No, we certainly wouldn't.
Over on the Sele tribe, Michelle and Rob talk about her win, and she calls it controversial, but Rob says, if you win, you win. How did you feel about that when he...
I like that. That's a very Rob thing to say for that, because Rob's also is controversial.
Yes.
From what you've told me.
Yes. Rob is controversial, yes. Michelle's also controversial. But I think we can all agree, the most deserving winner of all time.
I mean, sure, you can say that.
Well, I just did, and I'm right, and all of Reddit agrees with me. And
all
that's
right, then.
All that matters.
Yeah, Reddit. That's, yeah, definitely you want to appeal to authority with Reddit.
They're the ones who are most mad at Jeff Probst all the time, so they seem to know what they're talking about. Adam realizes that he's on the outs, so he starts working really hard around camp. Then he chats with Rob and Parvati, and Rob says, I could just tell them that you came here trying to play both sides again. And then he just does that.
He sure does.
Like, I don't understand how Rob is just skating through this easily.
Yeah, I don't... He should be the number one target, period.
Really, he should. So now Jeremy wants Adam out. Jeremy, just take Rob out already. Just do it. Over on the call, Sarah and Tyson have bonded a lot, apparently. This seems like a relationship that you would love, Thomas. Yes? Your two favorite people?
I like Tyson just fine on this season.
Really?
Yeah.
You did not care for him in Heroes vs. Villains, though.
I didn't. I think he's been a steadier presence this time around.
Well, he's got babies now, so he's probably chilled out.
That's true. Yeah, he's calmed down.
Yeah. Tyson recognizes that the one-time players could band together and pose a threat. He was the only one who figured that out, apparently. But Sandra wants Tyson to go, so you know what that means. Then they have an immunity challenge. They have to pull a boat through the water and then do a puzzle. The winning tribe receives chickens. This was first played in the original Edge of Extinction. What do you think the name of this challenge is, Thomas? They have to pull a boat through the water, jump over the water and grab a bunch of keys, and then do a puzzle. What could it possibly be called?
I'm going to say Boat Vote.
Oh, that'd be so good. No, it was in fact called Beyond the Wheel.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's bad. I don't understand.
Why do all their challenge names suck?
They need a new challenge name producer. That's a job, right?
Yes.
Sully pulls out Come From Behind Win. So that's exciting. Pretty exciting challenge. Over on DeCall, Tyson targets Nick, but it seems like everybody else is ready to go on Tyson. Nick is worried that he has an idol, and he says that Tyson seems too confident. Interesting phrasing there, Nicholas.
Yes.
Tony wants to keep Tyson around as a shield. He pulls in
Sarah. Do you like me doing the Rob Sesternino responses to this?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I love it.
Just saying yes. No, I do like other players projecting the confidence onto someone. I think that's a strategy that's underutilized. If you accuse other people of being confident, I think you have a better chance of getting them out.
So far, it's worked. This season, at least. Tony then pulls in Sarah and Kim and tries to get Sandra to vote with Tyson and them. Good stuff. Good. All the people on this season of Survivor, they're good. Did you know?
I've heard that.
Are you not watching it when you... Are you just listening to the show?
Yeah, I'm just finding people that watched it and having them describe it to me secondhand.
Oh, fun.
I'm not actually watching it.
That's really fun.
Going back to the roots of this podcast.
Okay, let's talk about these wildlife shots.
Yeah.
We got some snakes, we got some birds, we got some bees, we got... I guess a Fiji petrel, some sort of bird that kind of looks like that bird. It's about a foot long, it's got dark brown and blue, almost black feathers, and they are critically endangered, so save the birds, save the world, you know the drill.
Yeah. Man, birds and bees. The bees are also endangered, like in The Happening when Mark Wahlberg talks about that.
Speaking of M. Night Shyamalan movies.
Yes.
Yes.
Jake, I tweeted about this, but do you ever just think about the scene where, in The Happening, where the guy, like, train conductor is like, we've lost contact, and Mark Wahlberg says the least Mark Wahlberg line, like, a sentence that he's never said in his entire life, where he goes, with whom?
Yeah, of course. How could I ever
everybody.
Forget?
I think about Mark Wahlberg saying with whom with probably whom? Probably at least twice a week.
My most thought about scene from that movie, it's the fact that I have a ranking of them, says a lot about my life. The scene when somebody asks Zooey Deschanel if she likes hot dogs, and she shakes her head no, but then says
but
yes.
Is smiling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Like, what was she trying to communicate there?
That's a good one. That's also, the guy is making his case for hot dogs, and he says, you know, they taste good, they got protein, they got a good shape.
Sure.
You like hot dogs, right? And then she says, no, but she seems very happy about it.
Sure. I mean, whatever floats your boat. I went to a Chicago Blackhawks game this past week.
Interesting.
And got a hot dog.
How was it?
The hot dog?
Yes.
Oh, it was good. They had packets of chopped onions, like ketchup or relish packets in the condiment station, but they were chopped onions. I've never seen that before.
Wait, they had packets of them?
Uh-huh.
That sucks. I hate opening packets up for any kind of condiment.
It's bad. It's bad. It was also the only packaged condiment they had. It was ketchup, which, you know, is against the law. It's a test. Yeah. And mustard.
They arrest you if you put that on the hot dog.
Really
and do. Rightfully so.
And then they had, like, four trays of chopped onions. Packaged sure. chopped onions. Why not, I guess.
The best are those little crank onion dispensers. Those are, that's when you really know. They've got those at Costco, and the Costco hot dogs are pretty good.
Where you put in a quarter and then twist the crank.
No, you don't put in a quarter, but
why
you
not?
Do twist it. They're complimentary.
You're complimentary. Okay.
Do you want Jake, to talk have about you ever had a Costco hot dog?
No. I don't think I have. I haven't spent a lot of time at
they're
Costco.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good. They're like a dollar, and they're big.
The thing is, Thomas, you say that like I should be surprised, but like everybody knows that they taste good. They've got protein, and they're a nice shape.
Yeah, they got a good shape.
They got a good shape. Can't argue with that. Tribal Council, Tony talks about the bonds they've made. Nick is worried that he is on the outs and assures everybody that if they swap, he's sticking with them, and everybody agrees that they're in the same boat. Jeff asks if everybody gets starstruck, and Nick says he does, but Sandra has not. They vote. Nick gets a vote. Kim gets a vote. Tyson gets the rest of the votes. And then Tyson gets his fire token to Nick. I was not expecting, but
it was nice.
That's good, yeah. Did you see his little scene on Edge of Extinction?
I didn't.
He walked up and like said hello to everybody sitting around the fire. And as he sits down around the fire with them, he goes, "You guys have a lot of firewood out here." And everyone's just like, "Ugh!" It's good. Good stuff. You want to hear what my mom had to think about this season on Survivor?
I would love to hear what your mom has to say.
What did I say earlier when I said, "Wait till you hear what my mom has to say about this"?
You did say that.
What was I talking about?
You tell me, man. Oh, shit. They're arresting you for being bad at podcasting.
Well, you know,
they haven't found me yet, but they will eventually.
Long time coming. I'm surprised it took them this long. Anyway, my mom had some thoughts about this. About Edge of Extinction, how they had to climb up the mountain 20 times.
My mom was like, sure.
You only had to do it 20 times? Easy. And by the time Ethan got done with it, it looked like there was still a lot of sun out. So Dad and I were like, "What's the issue?" Was it not clear that it was very difficult for all of them? I don't understand what my mom's thought process was watching this show ever. It's just so funny to see what she gets offended by.
Yeah, that's really something.
Yeah.
I did not anticipate that reaction.
And just give somebody else a chance to win. That's her other gripe.
Any idiot can do it.
Really?
If they're not a weak loser like Ethan's on.
Okay, Thomas. Last week you had 12 points going into the episode. I had 14 points. Let's count these babies up. You got a point for Jeremy surviving, you got a point for Yule surviving, and you got a point for whoever got voted out going to Edge of Extinction. No Dunkin' Donuts just yet, so you're now at 15 points. I got a point for Denise surviving, Wendell surviving, Sally winning the reward, and Tyson going to the Edge of Extinction. See, I remembered it this time. Solo Outback, but I'm at 18 points now. Thomas, did you see the preview for next week?
I didn't.
Well, do you know what's going to happen?
What is going to happen?
Time for a swap.
Mm-hmm.
This is when the points get interesting. And Michelle said in the preview that she is on a tribe now with her ex. Do you know who her ex is?
Oh, God, I know. Was it Wendell?
Yeah, I was not expecting you to get it that quickly.
I think you mentioned it to me last week. That's why I was trying to remember.
If I did, I don't remember saying that. Because I saw that preview and was like, wait, who did she date? And then I had to look through every person on the cast to be like, who's not married? And it was it's Wendell. And in fact, a lot of people on my favorite website, reddit.survivor.com or whatever the fuck, people have been posting a lot of pictures of the two of them. It's good stuff. I'm happy it happened, and if Survivor fan base has anything to say about it, they're going to have some babies that are going to play Survivor in 20 years. So,
okay,
stick around, baby. Speaking of babies, Thomas, it's the worst transition of all time.
Yes, thank you. How is this like babies, Jake?
Well, you know, Thomas, some people have had babies.
That's true. Some people have had babies.
This is a segment called The Challenge Chunk.
I would be hard-pressed to disagree, as would I think anyone else.
Some of the people on the challenge have had babies. That's what I'm trying to say. I know at least one person on this cast that was just announced has had a baby. Or two. Challenge Chunk, April 1st, new season starting. Have you heard what the title is?
I have not.
Okay. Remember, two seasons ago with War of the Worlds. Last season, War of the Worlds 2. Guess what this one's called.
Is it War of the Worlds 3?
No, it is in fact called Total Madness.
Okay.
Oh, Thomas, you may recall a few weeks ago I said, oh, I can't wait to tell you about the challenge because something's happening, but I don't want to announce it until it's official.
Would you say that there is a situation happening?
No, nobody from the Jersey Shore has ever been on the challenge, and I should say that way. Here's some, I'm not going to go through everybody because a lot of these people you aren't going to know, but here's some people you do know. Nani's coming back, Nisa's coming back, Corey's coming back for his seventh challenge.
Corey is in the house, as they say.
Corey is back in the house, he's been off for several seasons. Jenna's back, Tori's back, Nelson's back, Kayla's back, Wes is back. Did you know Wes and Wendell are like about the same age?
Interesting.
I think Wendell's like 6 months older than Wes or something. CT is back. Bananas is back. Guess what number challenge this is for Bananas?
20.
How are you so good at guessing these numbers?
I figured it would be... I was trying to think of like around how many I thought he had done, and I was like, it's probably going to be a round number, and I think he's probably done more than 15. So that's how I came on that one.
Yes. CT has done 17, and Wes is now doing 13. Bananas, I believe, holds the record for 20, which is, I think, too many.
Yeah, I think that's more a sign of him having literally nothing else going on in his life.
He sells t-shirts on his website, so...
Oh, well, sorry, my mistake. That was,
Johnny Bananas.
I'm embarrassed.
Johnny Bananas has now done more challenges than many of the people who are on the show have had years in their life. Isn't that something to think about?
It's a depressing thought.
Yeah. Ashley's back. Rogan is back for his third time. You know, he was out first his first challenge. Came back and won the whole thing his second time. So that's something. D is back and Jordan is back. Jordan going for his sixth challenge. He's done five. Guess how many times he's won his five challenges. Guess how many of them he's won.
Zero.
No. He's won four of the five challenges he's participated in.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's, I think, the best record anybody's...
That's way more impressive than zero.
That's, like, four times as good, if I'm doing my math right. Which I'm not. Math was never my strong suit. We've discussed this before. My strong suit was fucking lunch. Am I right?
Hell yeah.
Okay, here's some rookies. Did you ever watch Are You the One? Oh, we watched that one season where they lost.
Yeah, I watched a season of it.
I don't remember who was on what season ever, but did you know that somebody...
I watched it until they got rid of the host, who was good. Mm. And by got rid of, I mean he left.
He did leave. Did you ever see Aesop on that season?
I
are on that show.
Maybe? I don't remember who that is.
He's very cute and charming, and he's... I don't remember where he's from, but he's not from America. He was also on So You Think You Can Dance.
I don't think I ever saw this guy.
He might have been on Second Chances also. I don't remember. Anyway, he's a fine person. A few people from Big Brother, somebody from Amazing Race, and last but not least, why I was excited to tell you about this, it is in fact our friend from back home, from Survivor, Jay Starrett.
Oh my god!
He's finally on the show. They finally got somebody from Survivor on the challenge. How many years have we been begging for this?
At least like 3, I would think.
He was on X on the Beach or whatever that show is.
Yeah, who gives a shit? That show doesn't exist.
Right. Apparently he and Johnny Bananas dated the same person who was also on that show. I don't know.
Okay.
There's too many shows now to watch, and they don't really produce the ones that I cared about anymore, so...
No.
I'm pretty much lost with all the feeder shows, but anybody from 2008 to 2015 who was on The Real World or Are You the One, I'm all about those people. Or Survivor now. Good stuff. Man, now that the floodgates open, who knows who we're getting from the challenge.
Could be anyone.
Jeff Probst, maybe.
It could be Jeff Probst.
Use the hashtag YasQueen for the year of Sandra. We've only got a couple months left of the year of Sandra coming to an end, but what an end.
I'll miss it.
I will miss it as well.
It's been good.
We gotta find a new person who's been on 4 times who has never been on a season with Sandra. That's going to be, I think, impossible.
Sounds like a real tall order.
Got a tall drink of water for you. His name's Tyson Apostle.
Hey.
I don't actually know. He seems tall. I don't know. You can follow us on Twitter, BYWSLN. You can follow me at Jake Scheidel. Thomas, what's your Twitter handle?
You can follow me at TomNotTom.
Good stuff. Have you listened to the New Days podcast yet?
I haven't... like listen to an episode of it, but I've seen various clips and it seems delightful.
It is delightful. Yes.
It is a guy who Dan Reichert, who's on Giant Bomb for a long time, is the producer on there now.
He is. And, yes. They gave him a grand welcome.
Does he ever talk on the show?
Yeah. This episode they just released this week. He was a big part of it. And I think when he first started, they were like, "Hey, Dan Reichert's on it now. He's producing the show."
What do you think of Dan? How does he strike you on your first exposure to him?
He seems like a cool dude. I seem to like him. He seems to get along with the New Day, so anybody who gets along with the New Day is all right by me.
I like Dan a lot. You just need to be prepared for the fact that Dan is one of the weirdest and most infuriating people in existence, but in like a good way.
Oh, fun.
It's hard to describe how weird Dan is.
Anyway, I look forward to that. I only bring it up because when they plug their Twitters, Biggie often says, "I don't need your follows," and I wanna be that confident in my own Twitter also. But some more followers would be nice. Is all I'm saying.
Sure.
I just, you know, I don't know how to do it, and it's been like such a long time. Like I feel like one day my years on Twitter will surpass my number of followers, and that's not a great thing.
You're going to be on Twitter for several hundred years?
Yeah, probably. They expect to survive both coronavirus and climate change. There's no reason I wouldn't.
That's right.
Anyway, you could review us on Apple Podcasts. That's it. That's the show. We'll be back next week for more show.
More of the Survivor that you crave.
Crave. Good cereal. Actually, overrated cereal, but I still do.
I've never had it. I have no opinion.
It's real good. It's real
good. If they want to pay me to endorse it, I will gladly do that.
Who do you think Crave cereal is? Mike Bloomberg?
I mean, hopefully for my bank account they are.
Hell yeah. The Kellogg's Corporation probably has more money than Mike Bloomberg, right? I hope so.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, what a weird thing to hope for, but you get it.
I drove through Battle Creek, Michigan on my way back here today. That's where Kellogg's is.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
What was the fun fact? That Kellogg's is there, or that you drove
Kellogg's
through it?
Kellogg's is located in a city that I drove through.
Were they shooting that CBS show, Battle Creek?
Sure, why not?
Love it. Have a great summer.
Deuces. I don't wanna talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me.
Now it's history. You don't remember that show?
No, I don't.
There's a show on Battle Creek. It's called Battle Creek.
The only other fun fact, and I mean that sincerely, like, the only other fun thing about Battle Creek, Michigan, is that, that's where Rob Van Dam is from.
Rob Van Dam. That's cool.
What a guy.
Yeah. Big fan. Other wrestlers from Michigan, that area of Michigan, sort of. Ruby Riott was just from the Elimination Chamber last night.
I didn't know she's from Michigan. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, like, right over the Indiana border, I think.
Okay. Yeah, she seems cool. Yeah, that's good. All right, then. No, I haven't had a network subscription in a long time. I heard the Daniel Bryan... Drew Gulak match was very good. Yeah, I'll track that down. I was very excited when I heard that match get announced, because those are two guys that wrestle styles that are very compatible. I'm gonna watch WrestleMania this year, so I might subscribe. Yeah, it's gonna suck, but I still watch. Like, most WrestleManias are bad, so I'm always prepared for that. Oh, because of coronavirus. Damn. Crazy. Yeah, I'm sure something will be good, but yeah. The product's not good. AEW is a much better product. It's very low. The takeover, the, like, WrestleMania takeover is going to be significantly more interesting than actually WrestleMania. If it makes you feel sad, and I understand. Sure. You've come to shake my hand. All right. I apologize. Damn, all right. If it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. Well, that's quite a card. The winner takes. I mean, takeovers are always good, though. That's the thing. Like, it probably will be good. Yeah, that'll be good. I love Drew. I'm a big mark for Drew. That's a character flaw, that you don't love a good hoss match, especially when they're two, like, actually good wrestlers that are hosses. Because Drew's a really fucking good wrestler, and Brock, when he wants to, puts on really good matches. But he's gonna be with someone that he doesn't have to carry, which is good. Oh yeah, okay. Sure. Randy Orton versus Adam Edge Copeland of Extinction. Wrestling is dumb. That's a fact.